You are listening to Nonsenseology.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Nonsenseology. We've made it to episode 7 so far. Kind of surprised there, but around here we got Zach sitting across from me, Kevin to my left, and me as always, Austin here with you. Coming to you first, I believe Kevin's got something he'd like to talk about
for today. So my topic this week is the evolution of video games. Last week I talked a little bit about the evolution of cell phones, and I want to stick with that evolution of technology theme and talk about just a little bit of the evolution of video games. Drop a little knowledge, some facts for you if you're not too familiar with it, and just kind of see if you guys ever have played any of these games or when you started playing games as a kid, and just to see how much the technology has advanced since 1975, when the very first game that was introduced by Atari, Pong, came out. Very simple game. You know, it was basically the electronic version of tennis. One ball going back and forth. Very not exciting game at the time. But that
Dude, my dad probably thought it was just the greatest thing on earth.
When that first came out in the 70s, I mean, that was a huge thing that you could control something on the television.
Yeah, they said, wow, I don't have to actually physically do this in person. I can just sit on the couch and like a lazy sack of crap and play Pong on the TV. Wow.
That would be very interesting.
I don't have to get up and actually swing a paddle. Wow, this is nice.
And you can do it when you're on home.
And there, the avalanche of obesity started.
And that's where it began.
But
so you think people playing video games has made them fat?
Partially, yeah.
I mean, I grew up playing video games, and I'm not fat.
I'm just very specific.
I guess. Judgy.
I guess.
There you go, yeah.
Specificism is just frowned upon these days.
Specificism? What is the word?
Yeah.
To be specific.
Specificity? I don't even know if that's a word. Is that a real word?
I don't know.
Are you making crap up?
I feel like we're going in circles here. Go ahead, Kevin.
So, moving down the timeline, too. So, in the late 70s, going to the early 80s, you've seen some of those very world-famous big stand-up arcade games. We moved out of the ways of Pong and got into a little bit more of creativity with the video game Space Invaders coming out. Space Invaders came out in 1978. It was one of the biggest games that had came out for the next about 5 years or so. And like I said, that started the trend of the big video game machines that are still popular to this day. But probably the most popular video game of all time is one that was created in 1981.
Before you say what video game, is this your opinion or is this
it's not fact-based. It's more so on if you think of over the span of since 1975 to 2021, if you could name me your top five video games of just games you know about, I think that 90 to 95% of the people are going to name this game on the list. And it is none other than Pac-Man.
Mm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Pac-Man is such
just popular or like the most
well-known, popular,
beloved game?
I wouldn't even say beloved because I'm not a huge fan of Pac-Man. I mean, it's a cool game, but Pac-Man was one of the very first games I ever knew of.
I feel like the most beloved game or games series would be like
Mario. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I always played Pac-Man while I was waiting for my pizza at Pizza Hut, so for my piping hot pan pizza.
Yeah, I played a lot of
pizza.
Pac-Man on the little piping machines back in the day.
Piping hot pan pizza.
Play Pac-Man or Galaga.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, I was going to say for sure Mario. I mean, I was just all Nintendo, I mean, which is obviously Mario, so that's what I grew up with. But
Kevin, you were born in the 70s.
I feel like I am sometimes.
What video game did you grow up playing?
So I remember my first introduction to video games in the PlayStation 1, Nintendo.
That was your introduction?
Yeah, Nintendo 64, and then the Game Boy Colors.
So you started playing video games when you were 13?
Jesus, that's what I'm saying.
Like probably 11, 12.
I think the very first video game I ever played was the pinball game on computers.
Oh, dude.
Back in when I would go to like vacation Bible school and stuff, there was this game, and I can't remember what it's called, but it was a violent game, dude. It was like
Doom or something like that.
I don't know. I wouldn't even question how this game got on a church computer, but it was a game that where it was just ants that walked across the screen, and you could choose a weapon of choice of like a flamethrower.
So it wasn't like a Frogger or something.
No, it was like a flamethrower, a chainsaw, bombs. Dude, I think that was probably one of the first games I played. Which, you know, now thinking about it, is how did I get access to this game, and why was this game on a church computer?
That's a couple of good questions.
But anyway, it was a great game, and I don't even think the teacher of the Vacation Bible School caught me.
Is that here in town?
Yeah,
I need to go check out that church.
Go dust off that old computer.
Sounds like a good
But then, so. Obviously, while I was saying you didn't get introduced to video games until PlayStation 1, I played the classic Nintendo, which I don't know if that's what it was called, but it had the big, like, square cartridges.
Yeah.
And played, like,
Duck Hunt.
Super Mario Land, Duck Hunt. Yeah. I think
there was wrestling games on there that you could play.
Whatever the Donkey Kong
game. Oh, no, that was on the 64.
Whatever the Donkey Kong game was called then. Donkey Kong. I think Yoshi's Story, Yoshi's Island, something like that. But anyway, yeah. So, and that's where my love for Mario started, and I still love Mario.
So speaking of Mario, Mario came out right after the Pac-Man series began in 1981 with Nintendo's Donkey Kong that would feature a character that became a world famous Jumpman that was known as Mario. So Mario actually started as the Donkey Kong.
Mario piggybacked off of Donkey Kong.
Yep.
Yep.
Dang, Donkey Kong got done wrong, man. He was the OG, and then Mario became more popular than Donkey Kong.
That's how it goes.
Sorry, DK.
I think like Pokemon, another popular video game, how Pikachu's the mascot, it was supposed to be Chauncey. I think the character that holds
your
the
brother?
Egg.
No,
that's Chance. Chauncey, the character that holds the egg or whatever, like the medical character. That was if I'm not mistaken, I believe that was supposed to be the original mascot for Pokemon.
Interesting.
Ugh.
But they wanted
it to be harmful.
Yeah, they wanted it to have more of
I probably wouldn't even play Pokemon.
That's exactly why they did it, is because they wanted it to have a more diverse demographic, so they picked more of a neutral character like Pikachu.
Yeah, I would have been like, ugh, egg. What am I going to hatch eggs in this game? That sounds
basically
awful.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember where I read that or heard that, but if I'm not mistaken, that is the background to why Pikachu is the mascot.
I've said this before, but I never realized how smart Austin was until we did this podcast.
Yeah, see, now you have that in recording, so you can hold that over him.
I'll send that to you, make it your ringtone.
I mean, you don't ever ask me any questions, so I just remember a lot of random crap. I'm not that smart.
Well, in general conversation.
I'm a construction worker, bro.
Yeah, in general conversation, I'll remember just asking more questions from now on.
Yeah, I'm a pretty smart
You may not like his response, but, I mean, you can ask him the question.
I'm honest, and I'm very smart. Can't help it. That's just the way I am. My parents hit me real good when I was little, so
knocked a few brain cells here and lined them up correctly. And
a couple of backhand, spinning back fist, crazy stuff.
There you go. So moving through the 80s, a lot of just big popular ones that came out. Tetris, the Zelda series, so Legend of Zelda and all that series.
I don't know why. I played Tetris so often.
And I still play Tetris, or a form of it.
But I continue to play it all the time, but I hate it so much.
Why?
I don't know.
Because he sucked at the game.
Maybe it's probably because I couldn't, because it's a game that you have to really think on your feet real fast, and
it's moving shapes to line them up.
Yeah, and you don't have to think real fast.
You can only go like one of like four ways.
It's literally moving like three like a pixel at a freaking time. What do you mean it's moving?
It's like
fast?
There's an L moving down. Which way can I turn it to fit another shape in there?
I mean, don't get me wrong. It does speed up after level like 100, but.
But the first time down level.
All right, let's back up. I haven't played Tetris since I was like 8, so
dude,
we're talking about my my brain when we were eight. My brain
wasn't... I want to see you play Tetris now and see if you
want to know what's another mindless game that I love playing even now? Is
I just said Tetris. Tetris was not a mindless game, dude. It was... You had to think.
No, you didn't.
Not really.
Not very hard.
I put 2 seconds of thought, maybe, into Tetris.
If I mean, yeah, it just depends. I don't know. If you really, like... Sometimes I'd really think about it and try and do, like, really well, but then you'd get to the point where you just got bored with the game, so... Mm-hmm.
It's not meant to have a lot of thought into it, just mindless enjoyment.
See, I didn't even get to being bored, because I was so frustrated I quit playing.
You'd have, like, 3 blocks in. Damn it, I suck!
Zach, you're the type of guy that got stuck on the first level of Frogger, huh?
You couldn't move out of the first...
You couldn't get past the first level.
Well, my memory doesn't go that far back for Frogger, so... It didn't stand out to me that much. So,
So rounding out the 80s, there were two big popular things that came out, both in 88 and 89. First was the John Madden football series, which still produces games to this day and probably will till the end of time because the Madden series is so popular. And then in 1989, the Nintendo Game Boy came out, so it popularized handheld gaming.
Yeah, that was my first little console.
Dude, that was... If I had to pick... any gaming system to like go back to or just to popularize all over again, it would definitely be the Game Boy by far. So
actually, you know what? No, I think my very first handheld console was the Game Boy Color, but I remember playing on the Game Boy, the original Game Boy.
But I mean, even I feel I don't even know if they still make handheld games, but I feel like because of
smartphone, Nintendo Switch.
Oh well, I was gonna say because of. The smartphones now, I feel like, and if, I mean, like you said, the Switch, I guess, but I feel like the smartphones definitely hurt handheld games sales.
Tablets, yeah.
Dude, there's all kinds, I would think that, yeah, I guess. I see what you're saying, yeah. Like, yeah, okay.
I feel like Austin's just agreeing with me just to make me feel better.
He's biting his tongue, trust me.
No, I just feel, I don't want to sit here and go into like, a long explanation and comparing like how apps are.
Yeah, you're basically biting your tongue, saying I'm right, and you're being a good friend.
Essentially, you are because right. you want to be right. No, what you're saying is right. But yeah, it's fine.
But pushing through the 90s, you mentioned earlier, this game became very popular as one of the most popular computer games that's still played to this day. In 1990, the game Solitaire came out. There were many...
That's the card game, right?
Yes, it is the card game. There are many avenues that Solitaire spread out, Spider Solitaire and things like that. So this was the...
Which, by the way, can I get a quick explanation of what the difference between regular Solitaire is and Spider Solitaire?
You know, I'm the worst person. Claire plays that game. Oh, okay.
Ooh, Spider Solitaire. It sounds more enticing. Ooh.
There's spiders on the card.
Yeah, there's spiders on the card. Who knows? Pointless. In the next year, 1991, another very big popular game, Sonic the Hedgehog, came out.
Okay, yep.
Another classic. I do remember enjoying numerous hours playing Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, I can hear the infamous sound of when you get those like rings or coins.
The coins, yeah.
Yeah, hear that in my head, in my sleep.
So, my introductory console, the PlayStation OG PlayStation 1 came out in 1995.
Wow.
So that has been around for a hot second.
If there is any still around.
I'd say there's, I mean, it depends on the condition, but I mean, if you take good care of them, I'm sure they still work. In moving into the new millennium, we see the technology is starting to advance a little bit more in as far as your free world activities. With The Sims coming out in the year 2000. So The Sims still is producing a lot of popular games to this day. And it has probably, I don't know, 25 expansion packs on different things that you can do. And
DLCs?
DLCs and all that jazz.
I just want to throw this out here real quick. I know I'm backtracking a little bit, but Spider Solitaire is just solitaire with two decks. And there's 8 piles that you have to form with no like deck to draw from. It's just based off of 10 original piles.
Okay, thank you for that. But solitaire. So what's what? You told me what Spider Solitaire is, but what's...
You don't know what solitaire is?
Yeah. What?
Solitaire is the cards, and they get dished out, and you have to stack them.
Yeah, like, you stack all the suits together, yeah. Starting with aces, go through kings. You have a draw pile.
And that sounds terribly boring.
It's so much fun.
Would you rather play that or Texas Hold'em?
Texas Hold'em, by far.
Okay, then.
He doesn't even come to play that.
Okay, then. I rest my case. Yeah.
That's fine.
Well, solitaire is meant to be a one-person game, right?
Solitaire.
Yes, it is meant to be. You can't go to the casino and play solitaire. You would be the
okay,
person.
Okay. Is the in, I may be thinking this totally wrong then, but is blackjack, the two-person solitaire?
No, you can have quite a few people playing blackjack. Blackjack is like
okay. Then you know what
it's
I mean.
A totally
is it basically the multiplayer solitaire?
No, because with solitaire, your goal is again, like Austin said, to stack the suits based upon when the cards are shuffled, and you're basically playing yourself. Whereas in blackjack, you are playing against the dealer, and you're also playing against other people if there are other people at the table for a common goal to reach 21.
All right. Well, I'm lost. So let's. Keep on with the video game journey.
So, in 2001, Microsoft enters the video game market with the Xbox and hit games like Halo. And 4 years later, Xbox 360 gains millions of fans with a lot more advanced graphics and seamless online play. So, as we go through, you know, not to get on a huge tangent of, you know, just showing, you know, you can start to tell 06, Nintendo Wii comes out, and then 2007, Rock Band comes out. You're seeing that from going from Pong in 1975 to the games that we have today that are so, 4K, 8K quality. You know, there's a lot of games like Grand Theft Auto, Red Dead Redemption, those type of games that are made by Rockstar that are very open world concept that you can see how much it has advanced. And I think that we've got with the virtual reality helmets too, you know, you can actually be in the games.
Which, by the way, have you guys done that? Have you done VR at all?
A little bit.
Is it just like mind blowing?
It's pretty crazy.
I mean, it's pretty, yeah.
Because I'm getting better.
I'm the only guy here who hasn't done it.
So. Yeah, it's pretty intense.
I mean, do you feel like you're like actually immersed in that world?
Kind of. Depending on which one you're using. Like, this guy, Aaron, that I work with has a really nice like VR setup in his house. And
But do you feel like you can only like do it just for like such a limited amount of time?
Yeah, I mean, that's not something you can
because
do.
Of how intense it is? Or? I don't know.
Yeah, probably, dude.
Because I feel like it's so much.
You get a migraine.
Because it's like, yeah, it's like right there at your eyeballs versus a TV that's like, I don't know, at least 6 feet away.
Well, no, I mean, like, the thing is, when you're putting the helmet on, the vision or the graphics are adjusted so it's like you're looking in real life. It's not like you're staring in front of the TV, like, that close, but the graphics are adjusted to your eyes to adapt to if you were staying, like, in front of it in real life.
God, that's crazy. That just I feel like that just adds on to just so many problems, you know.
Why?
Obesity.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord.
People having anxiety because people... That just gives people another reason to never leave the house. I'm like, wow, yes. Why would I leave the house? I can have so much fun in this VR just looking at virtual reality people and just... Yeah. You know, FaceTiming and, you know, whatnot, ordering from Amazon. And
we just went through a quarantine where all of this is very reputable.
So, anyway.
So that was my little, you know, spiel on the evolution of video games. It's just neat to see kind of how technology has gone off from the 70s to today, just in the realm of video games.
Before we end, though, I guess I said mine, Game Boy, but I can think of another gaming system, but if you had to pick one gaming system to play for the rest of your life, out of all the gaming systems, what would it be?
PlayStation 4.
PlayStation 4?
Yeah, only because I haven't played PlayStation 5.
Well,
I do love the PlayStation 4.
Dude.
But I don't know, that's a hard one.
Dude, it's so hard, but I feel like I have to go with PlayStation 2 just because...
The game selection on PlayStation 2 is unmatched.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The games on there were just out of all the gaming systems I've ever had, PlayStation 2 was probably the one where I had the most game time on it.
For sure.
It's just, obviously you had like GTAs, Star Wars Battlefronts, Well, Halo wasn't on there, but gosh, I can't even think of it anymore. But,
I mean, tons.
Oh, Need for Speed. I don't know how popular of a game this was, but Jack and Daxter. I put so many hours into that. Have you ever heard of that? Jack and Daxter. Oh, well, anyway, it was a fantastic game, but.
Anyway, so that rounds me out for this week. Austin, what you got?
Well, kind of transitioning off of video games there, talking about your favorite types of video games. One of my favorite types of video game, and I think for a lot of people, are zombie video games. You know, games like Left 4 Dead, games like the zombie games off of the Call of Duties. You know, there's a wide range of different kinds of games, but talking about zombies, what do you guys think is the likelihood of a zombie apocalypse actually happening?
Well, in our lifetime or in general?
Just in general. I mean, what do you think of zombies?
Well, I didn't really fact check you on two episodes
ago. You don't fact check yourself half the time.
I believe it was two episodes ago where you said something about this foreign algae or whatever that bugs and deers are consuming that possibly could be transferred to humans. I really need to look that up. But if that is possible, then absolutely, it's. I mean, maybe not in 20, 30 years, but definitely when we're retirement age and, you know, walking around with canes. But if it did ever happen, let it happen during at least somewhat of our prime still, so we can have a fighting chance. You know what I mean? So
you mean, was it our prime or prime in general?
Because our prime's like...
Now.
Yeah, it would have to happen like tomorrow.
No, dude, our prime is going to last until we're like 35.
No, I'm already on the downhill.
That's not good.
Well,
the wraps I have to wear at the gym. I'm an old man, damn it.
Well, anyway, that's just my take on it. If it does happen, I want it to happen while I still have a fighting chance against them. But who's to say
that? You're watching too much Walking Dead.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Who's to say that if a zombie apocalypse happened, who's to say that it's going to happen like they've always portrayed it as these cannibal kind of creatures that want to eat humans that still have a conscience, you know? What if they're just harmless creatures that just roam the earth?
I think
that's what I think would be more of the possibility. Yeah. But what?
I think that we more have a chance of a kind of like what we talked about before with the technology or the robotics like takeover than the zombie apocalypse personally.
So more chance of iRobot.
More chance of iRobot.
Oh my god. Okay. So,
oh, Will Smith.
Let's say a zombie apocalypse does happen. What would you guys do?
I'd hope I'd be dead by then.
What would I do?
So you're just going to give up and let the zombies get you?
No.
Well, because if you turn into a zombie, bro, I got
me and the 500 million zombies, I mean.
See, what would I do? I would call up my actually old friend that... I don't know if he would still consider me a friend, but I have an old friend that has...
He probably doesn't.
...plenty of, you know, go power. Let's put it that way. Go power.
You can say guns, Zach. He has guns.
You literally can say guns.
It's okay. All right.
All right, well, go power and...
Jeez Louise.
Anyways, but what if these zombies are just like, you know, cows grazing in a field?
Okay, well, in this situation, there's zombies that are trying to eat your face.
Okay, so we're talking about zombies that are just full on...
Yeah, right now I'm talking about zombies that will, if they bite you, you will turn into a zombie yourself.
Well, I don't know if they do, but what I'd really like to do to test if I would be even capable of surviving a zombie apocalypse is a VR game. Do you think they have that?
Yeah,
probably.
Well, I need to get this game then.
Dude, you can barely play Tetris. What do you mean you're going to do a VR zombie?
You're definitely getting bit like ASAP.
Well,
practice on Call of Duty and then work your way up from there.
Okay, well, I guess this is what's wrong with me because I view, you know, the zombie games on Call of Duty as more of a mindless game than Tetris.
So are you going to tell us what you would do if zombies were to attack? Or are you going to keep telling us about zombie video games, Zach?
What would I do?
Yeah, if there was a zombie apocalypse...
Okay.
And they were trying to eat your face.
I've seen this funny meme, and this is literally what I would do if I could, if it's even plausible. Is that the right word? Plausible.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I would get treadmills and turn them all the way up and surround my house with them, That way, no zombies.
So you could have, you could also have those treadmills generating electricity for your house.
Oh, that's a good thought too. And I think about that. Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty genius. Actually, I'm for that.
But first, I'd have to find a ton of generators. But anyway, that
You could get the. You could just build like a little circuit conductor, and once you have all the treadmills lined up,
invest in huge electric windmills.
No, because what happens if you have like a big old ice storm? Those windmills ain't going to turn. What if they freeze up? Then you have no electricity.
Just get a bunch of gerbils and make them run on their wheels.
There you go.
Well, the zombies was a good idea.
I'd actually train a pack of wolves. Because if they don't succeed, and I see this from my stand, I'm going to go ahead and get a head start. So I'm talking like 500 wolves. I'm training them day and night.
So you guys both went to the extreme. I was expecting something a little more like, you know, realistic, like, you know, call my dad, try and get over to the
something more Rick, grimy.
No, I'd go to the zoo and get wolves or something.
Just in case there's anybody out there that's actually worried about a zombie apocalypse, the CDC has released a zombie apocalypse plan.
Yep.
And what you should do in order to survive a zombie apocalypse.
Which, by the way, do we think that was more of a joke, or they're more like, huh, we're kind of low-key hinting that
this is possible? No, there was a reason behind why they released it.
I think that it's... I don't know, man. What if it's not a joke? What if they're being...
That's what I'm saying. What if they're... People are like, ha, 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 that's funny. CDC releasing this article that no one's going to take serious, but then...
Well, the CDC could say, ha, ha, we told you.
There's definitely that demographic out there that are like, oh, my goodness. This is possible.
All right. Well, so do you want to hear what the CDC has to say about your emergency zombie apocalypse plan? Okay. So according to the CDC, the first thing you should do is put together a zombie kit, an emergency kit. And in this kit, you should include things like water, food, medications, tools and supplies, talking about utility knife, duct tape.
You can't forget about toilet paper.
Yeah, you definitely can't forget it about toilet paper, and that's actually the next thing on the list is sanitation and hygiene. Household bleach, soap, towels, toilet paper, a toothbrush, toothpaste, and if you're really worried about it, maybe a sticker of deodorant or two. And then also clothing. They're talking about clothing and bedding, which I don't know that I'd worry about all that. I might try and pack a sleeping bag, but that just seems like extra weight.
The only thing I would worry about is if I knew that, like, say 90% of humanity is now flesh-eating zombies, is food. That's all I'm gonna really worry about. Because that's all food and water. That's all you really need. I don't give a crap about beds and toilet papers and. Because from there on out, I've got to start...
Well, if you're not hygienic, you risk the chance of getting an infection and just dying of some kind of disease anyways.
I'm getting cuts?
Well, you're kind of in like a, you know, zombie apocalypse. I'm picturing some crazy, like, Walking Dead type
stuff. No, dude, I'm going untouched.
Zach, we ran a Tough Mudder together. You will be one of the first to go down, bud. I'm so sorry.
I don't know how a Tough Mudder and
Zach
a zombie
apocalypse... You want to know what's messed up? Zach didn't even finish the Tough Mudder.
I'm sorry, what?
He didn't even finish it.
Why?
So should I tell this little...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I need to hear
it. So the last like obstacle in a Tough Mudder, you run through this little pile of wet mud, and it's probably what...
Cold, yeah.
20, 30 feet long, and they have these little electric rods that like hang down... And there's bars, like there's like these stacks of hay in the way, so you got to jump over these things of hay, and you're sitting there getting hit at the same time, like getting shocked. And it's not like a little when it hits you, you like seize up.
Yeah,
it hit me and I
like
dropped.
A taser. Type
no,
of
yeah,
it,
like it, a little it, taser. It looks like the equivalent of.
You ever been tased before?
No,
but Zach would never have done anything. Yeah, like true.
It looks like the equivalent to like hot wiring a tank.
Dude, it hurt. It hurt real bad. I got hit like 3 times and I was kind of out of it afterwards, but I finished it and Zach didn't. Anyway, so.
What did you do? Walk around it?
Yes, that's exactly what he did.
Okay, I come up to it, right? I come up to the obstacle of what he just described, and the guy that was crawling through it, it literally looked like a spark took his ear off. So when you approach an obstacle and the first thing like that happens, yeah, that's so enticing.
Did it take his ear off?
That is, it might have. I didn't pay attention after that.
No, the guy was fine. I was fine. Everybody was fine. There was a bunch of older people that went through it and everything.
Dude, Zach just walked around it. Heart palpitations and everything.
Zach walked around it because he was scared. Anyways, back to what I was saying about the CDC. This is one that I wouldn't think about, but I guess is, I mean, it makes sense, but like your important documents. So copies of your driver's license, passport, maybe even your birth certificate.
Yeah.
Just to kind of prove. Yeah, exactly. Kind of prove who you are.
Okay. Maybe you need that for like.
I was going to say you need that to prove who you are for like a refugee camp. Like if you end up.
Yeah, you just took it on your mouth. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's actually what the CDC says it's for. And then, you know, common first aid supplies. So maybe
a tourniquet.
Exactly. Band-aids in case you get a little splinter or two.
Zach would never put himself in that kind of thing.
What about like a basic toolkit? Do you think that?
I'd get an advanced toolkit, basic one.
Well, I mean,
I'd be at Harbor Freight just loading up my truck with every tool possible.
Well, I mean, there may come a point where the world runs out of gas and then you can't even drive your truck anymore.
What kind of tools would you need? I mean, I would think
your basics. A measuring tape, a hammer, some nails, and that's probably it.
That's basic tools to you? Oh, my dear God.
Yeah, that's...
An axe. A screwdriver, a drill of some sort, perhaps, if not a screwdriver.
Okay, sorry.
A saw.
Well, you can't... I don't consider wood to be in a toolkit, but wood... See, a hammer.
Now, wood is everywhere. You need the saw for the wood. That is the tool.
This is why you die first in a zombie apocalypse.
You put hammer and nails before a saw.
You said, well, let me hammer, nail, and tape measure.
Let me put on this.
The tape measure.
No, that's actually a good idea. But here's my question is... if you just have a tape, what do you measure? Yeah.
If you're not sawing,
you can't cut anything after you measure it.
I'm going to just put it this way. I've been winging it 98%
of the time
of my life. So,
and you're a homeowner.
And I've done, I've made it pretty far. Actually,
you're a smart guy, Zach. I'm just saying.
A lot further than the majority.
Drain the Coca-Cola knowledge out of you and... inherit carpentry skills instead.
Yeah, I wish I could just withdraw Coca-Cola knowledge.
just dump it out.
Yeah, and deposit, you know, actual...
General building skills?
Yeah, just... Or just take the best contestant from Naked and Afraid, get his knowledge, and just somehow absorb it.
Mm-hmm. You're lucky. Those people would survive.
You're lucky you got good hair, bud. But anyways, the next step after getting your emergency kit together... is identifying the types of emergencies that are in your area. Mm-hmm. You know, making sure there's not a bunch of zombies right outside your door before you try and take off.
Find the list of people you would sacrifice.
That's why you need the treadmills.
Pick a meeting place for your family. Identify emergency contacts, so the people that you want
to
be
with
you. I'd call
Zach. Zach, meet me here.
As soon as you call Zach, you just hear, because he would be a zombie.
Okay, hang up the phone.
And then the final step is to plan your evacuation route.
See...
My first step is loading up the ammo in my shotgun.
I feel like the Muhammad Ali quote fits very well here. You always have a plan until you get punched in the face. That's pretty close to
it. You know what the plan is when you get punched in the after you get punched in the face?
Exactly. Winging it. Like
no, don't get punched in the face again. Damn, son, come on.
Yeah, no. This is mine. It's winging it like you've always done, Zach. So...
Hang on. Okay, so you said Muhammad Ali said that, and I knew that wasn't right. Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, that was
I was going to let him have it.
I had to double check that because I didn't want to be like...
Okay, my second guess was Mike Tyson. All right,
Zach. I love you, buddy.
You don't know sports, dude.
I don't either, but...
Well, they're both boxers. I knew that. That's fair.
Mike Tyson was in the UFC.
What? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, he was not.
He was the Ultimate Fighter in Ultimate Fighting Championship.
He was, yeah.
No.
Yeah, oh, dude, he beat up Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris at the same time.
That's what started it.
Yeah, that's real. Real life facts.
Now I'm not letting you guys take advantage of my gullibility.
Well,
What else you got?
It's not that difficult, bud.
Yeah. Do you got anything else?
Any more yeah, so actually just a little something talking about that fungus. I actually looked back into that.
More exactly.
Thanks for doing that for me. I was going to do that.
Yeah, no problem, Zach. As soon as I can get this to pull up here. All right, so going back to what we were talking about two weeks ago, I believe, talking about
the fungi.
So with the possibility of zombies, so I looked into it, and it's zombie ants, and it's a genus of fungi called the Ophiocordyceps. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. I don't know. But mycologists are still studying them, and there's over 200 different species found. But basically what this fungi does is it's toxic to animals, but it targets ants. And whenever these ants eat this fungi, it invades their mind and takes control of these ants, kind of altering their behavior. And what it does is it causes the ant to feed, and then it causes the ant to feed until this fungi can take control. No, they feed off of plants, but they once this fungi can take control of the muscle system, the nervous system of this ant, it causes the ant to climb up to a higher point, you know, up on top of a flower or wherever. So this
fungi, and it jumps off.
Well, no, the ant basically dies, commits suicide, whatever. And
yeah, it jumps off.
An ant can jump off of any height and not die.
Yeah.
So it's equivalent to a cat.
Sure.
Cats always land on their feet, so I guess ants do too.
Yeah. Anyways, so the fungi, once it takes over these ants and they go up on top of these higher platforms or whatever, and they die, that releases the spore and allows it to travel further. These ants could get eaten by birds and then travel the spore.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It just travels up the food chain. The ants get consumed by a bird, say then a coyote eats this bird that was infected, and then I don't know what would eat the coyote after that, but or say the ant somehow is eaten by a deer that the deer was like eating vegetation and the ant was on it,
yeah,
right, and then yeah, it could go so from it that
spreads from the meat to the host, you know,
yeah, and then exactly. Then a hunter takes down that deer, and then yes. the hunter eats
your brother?
Gosh.
Yeah, no, exactly what you're saying. So you have the possibility of a fungi starting the zombie apocalypse, but then there's also the possibility of, like, a larvae starting. What if, you know, like an ant larva, a fly larva, in this particular case, a wasp larva. So what these wasp larvae do, or what these wasps do, is they attack spiders. Hang on.
You know, if there was any time for this to have happened, you definitely would have thought this would have happened in 2020.
Yeah.
But
so these wasps go and they lay eggs on these spiders, and whenever these eggs hatch, the wasp larvae emerge, and then they start to feed on the spider, and as they're feeding on the spider, they take control of the spider's body, and then so the spider is now dead, but its body is still operating under the control of this larva. This larva makes the spider spin itself a cocoon, and the larva then grows into a wasp inside of that cocoon.
Gosh. So many ways, so many possibilities for this to happen. Everyone watch out. Watch out for that larva.
Of course, the classic idea that the government could do it to us and release some crazy, apocalypse causing disease.
Okay, the Neuralink.
Yeah.
They have this big switch, maybe just some place unknown, some government agency that is unknown and not on any map. And for everyone who gets that Neuralink installed, when there's enough people for there to be, you know, say like a civil war.
Is this like an example? Is this from a Futurama episode? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know.
I knew this sound familiar. Yeah,
it happened in a Futurama episode, bud.
Well, see, this is what I get for trying to have original thoughts.
Stop. Because nothing... It's so hard to come up with something original, bro. And if you do, you probably make a bunch of money off of it, so good luck.
Well, I thought I was on to something, but
you're
I guess
not. I'm so sorry.
Well, are we ready to...
Oh, my God, Becky, look.
It's time for Zach's topic, everyone!
I don't know what that had anything to do with what I'm going to get into, but I felt like I needed to kind of lighten the air, so to speak, of because my past two topics, they were kind of, especially the last one, that was kind of heavy, so I'm going to lighten it up for y'all, kind of ask some pointless questions. I don't really have a subject matter, but I guess the subject is just pointless questions. Questions that's just like, you know, like why are you even asking this?
All right, well,
I'm about to hit you with some. Where is the strangest place you've ever urinated or defecated? I can think of one for you, Austin, but Kevin, you go ahead.
I don't know.
One for me.
Yeah.
Go with his first.
Okay. There was a time, I don't know how many years ago, we'll say 4 years ago, we were with my wife and said person.
That's not even weird.
Said person, and, well, okay, well, it's more strange than I've gone, but we were in Indianapolis, and we were in an Uber, and we were just, you know, we were just hammered. And my wife, Austin, and this said person just hop out of this Uber into an alleyway, and they just leave me in there awkwardly with the Uber, and they are all just...
That's hilarious.
...in this alleyway, and I'm just stuck there and be like, you know, man, I'm so sorry, you know...
And then I'm surprised
he didn't kick us out.
The funniest part about that was we were like 3 seconds away from the bar. Like we were right around the corner.
So, anyway.
That was quite a few years ago. I forgot about that.
Where's yours?
What do you mean, where's mine?
Yeah, where's the weirdest place you've ever had to
urinate? Yeah, I guess I don't know, man. I'm the guy that when I gotta go, I just go.
Mine would be both the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. I've actually urinated in both sides of the Pacific Oceans. Yeah, so like on the...
Please don't tell me you think the Pacific is on both sides of the United States.
No. Good one, though. No, like in California and then in the Philippines, too, which is on the total opposite end of the Pacific Ocean.
Uh-huh. Do you want your little trophy there, you Boy Scout?
Dude, you asked the question!
You did ask.
Yeah, I know. I just felt like he was like saying he needed an award for
what you he, what literally he did. Asked the question. I couldn't think anywhere else. Or...
Back whenever I was in college.
Well, hats off to you, sir, for your nation in the Pacific Ocean, both sides.
Where is yours then?
Zach's so straight laced and scared. He's probably never even peed outside.
He probably hasn't.
Outside all the time, but in a weird spot, not so much.
Huh. What benefit did you get from
asking this question? When would you pee outside?
It's a pointless
question. Why are you peeing outside all the time? What do you mean by that? What situation do you have that you need to pee outside?
You own your own home with two bathrooms.
Yeah, and you work inside.
Well, it's not so much.
So do you just go outside to pee for fun?
You do it with your dogs or what?
Okay, I will if I have
You're
to go.
You're quite the conundrum here, bud.
Again, you asked the question.
I will if I have to, like, really bad, and the dogs won't come inside. And I'll just go out there with them.
What? Why?
Why not just?
Yeah, why not just go inside and pee and then go back out? You have a fence.
Okay, this was before I had a fence, but we'll move on to the next question, which is.
All right. Whatever. Go ahead.
We'll move on to the next question, which is even more pointless. Is cereal a soup? I'm going to say yes, because it is... I'll break it down. Because milk is the broth, and the cereal is the substance.
I'm going to go with yes. It's a breakfast soup.
Just to please me?
No, I put some thought into it for a good 10 seconds, and it makes sense. The milk is the broth, and then whatever cereal, if you put like sliced bananas or strawberries in your cereal, like that, all that stuff is soup.
Yeah, it's like a noodle.
The actual contents of the soup, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this is a chance for you guys to be kind of...
Have you asked Austin?
Well, he didn't seem like he had an answer.
Maybe he's also in deep thought about it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of a weird question. I mean, what are the exact qualifications of a soup?
It's pointless questions, but it kind of gives you like, I never thought about that. Let me kind of sit on that one.
But I mean, I guess if you just consider soup a liquid with substance inside of it, then yes, cereal is a soup. That's a cool question. I like it. It makes me think, but I don't know.
Which, disclaimer, by the way, as we've pointed out before, I don't have original thoughts, so these questions are not original. I happen to get them on a website. So I just wanted to point that out there. Next question is...
Dude, you can't come up with an original thought to save your life.
Next question is, and kind of get creative with this one, what is the least sexiest name for just male or female?
Zachary Joseph, yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to go
with that. Ha, ha, ha. I have my answer, but I just wanted to see if you guys...
Mine is... that's my answer.
Well, I'm going to just definitely say, like, Olga, or Bert, Bob.
Ulysses.
That one's kind of cool. That's not like... I would... Actually,
Edgar.
I know a Ulysses, and he's kind of cool. So, yeah, Edgar, that one's...
You said... You didn't say cool. You said least sexy.
Yeah, that's true.
Austin, what do you got?
But, okay, so... Have you, in just talking about names, have you guys ever introduced yourself to someone and said, for example, hey, my name's Kevin, and then the person was like, yeah, you definitely don't look like a Kevin. Did you do...
Yep.
Yeah, and did you find that rude?
Nope. I also make up fake names when I'm in different cities, too.
Oh, that's something I've never done. That's
no one's ever said that to me. Everyone says
he looks like an Austin.
Yeah, I felt yeah.
You look like a jackass.
yep.
Spot on, bro. Well, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yep.
No, a hot dog is a hot dog.
So a hot dog is a hot dog. Yeah. So hot dog is just what it's in its own category.
Yeah, it's just it is. What it
is. Is a burger a sandwich?
Yes.
A burger is a sandwich, yeah, absolutely.
But a hot dog is a hot dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in between two pieces of carbs.
I don't care.
So is a burger.
Who cares, but no.
Okay, does that mean a baked potato is a burger is a sandwich? Because that's in between two pieces of carbs.
The whole thing is a carb.
Well, there's still stuff in between it. You're still putting like shredded cheese, bacon, sour cream, butter. I'm hungry, dude. That sounds great.
Go for some ice cream.
But yeah, if you put that in between consensus, qualifications of a sandwich are something in between two carbs, then that would be a sandwich.
Consensus is, coming from Nonsensology, yes, a potato is a sandwich.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
How do you feel about putting pineapple on pizza?
Gross.
Delete it.
Delete it?
Yeah.
I've actually come to love it.
That's because gross. Warm pineapple?
That's horrendous.
It's a combination of
gross and nasty,
savory and sweet.
I don't no. I don't like sweet in my pizza. I like it to be hearty, savory, nourishing.
I don't like it all the time, but my wife has definitely got me leaning on the team pineapple.
So she likes warm pineapple.
She loves Hawaiian pizzas, which has pineapple on it.
I get it. I'm so sorry. My bad, Tay.
Toilet paper over or under?
Over.
I never pay attention.
You say over?
Over.
Okay, you're not a psychopath.
I prefer over.
Okay. All right.
Only because I don't want to find the word, you know what I mean?
Devin, my girlfriend, and her mom, they both go under, and I'm like, and she swears she doesn't think about it, and I'm like,
I really don't.
It's like this every time.
Yeah, that.
Last 75 times.
For anyone who does under, that is just, that's very concerning. You're stepping outside of the social norm, and I'm going to need you to stop that.
I'm on board with that.
What would be the creepiest thing you could say while passing a stranger on the street?
I don't know. Hello, my name is Borat.
What? I don't know if
you... Do you like me?
I feel like these days, anything you would say towards a stranger is going to be considered creepy or weird or just taken...
Say their address. You walk by them. That'd be pretty creepy.
Just take a...
No. I'd take off my mask and be like, just tested positive.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. I almost feel like that's threatening, not creepy, but...
That's probably illegal.
It's probably illegal, honestly.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely illegal.
The positive for what? Could be anything.
I don't know what you got, bud.
If you were arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family assume you had done?
Drugs.
Driving while intoxicated.
Drugs or getting into a fight. One of the
yeah.
Two. I really...
Driving while intoxicated.
I guess
you,
I don't do drugs, but I feel like everyone would just assume.
Yeah.
Just like everyone assumes I'm not smart, Zach.
What would yours be?
Well, I see, as Austin said, I'm so straight-laced and boring that...
I don't know what yours would be.
Speed? Zach? Pedophilia.
No.
What's the thing with the animals?
No. Hard no.
Bestiality.
Yeah.
All right, we're not starting any rumors. I'm going to just stick with
the
answer.
We're not starting rumors, bud. We're just saying what we think you would get arrested for.
I'm going to just stick with the boring, straight-laced answer.
What would yours be?
His would be, like, tax fraud. Yeah. That's what I would honestly
yeah,
think.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, something boring. Yeah. Yeah,
tax fraud, something like that. Not paying
running money. A stop sign. I don't know.
Yes, I'm a tax fraud.
Diddling.
What would be the hat to end all hats?
What?
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 Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
A hat.
That, like, what, okay, what hat would be like, I see that hat and I would never wear another hat ever again. Because
it would be
hat.
One of them like white pimp hats that has like the feathers sticking out of it.
So a Cat Williams hat.
A Cat Williams hat, yeah. That would be mine.
A cowboy hat.
Mine would be the hat off of SpongeBob, the Yorbury...
Smitty Werbin Yeagerman Jensen.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was number one.
You are
Schmitty
number
Urban
two. Because you're a pizza.
What was the most. Hold on. I think I wrote this question down wrong. What was the most embarrassing place you've ever farted?
When I was a little kid, I remember farting in class one time. Everybody started laughing, and that was a little embarrassing.
Yeah,
that.
Maybe in class or something. I don't know. I don't think about that kind of crap.
Yeah.
Literally.
I think I was junior in high school. Yeah, I was junior in high school. And in my English class with my old buddies, we literally had a fart off.
And we junior high kids do.
We had to. I think she ended up sending us to the principal's office. So
there you go.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Who's the best movie villain of all time?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I'm going to say I'm more of a Marvel fan, but I'm definitely going to say Heath Ledger's The Joker.
The Joker?
Yeah.
Yep.
I was going to say a lot of the characters that Brad Williams plays. You know Brad Williams?
Nope.
He's the guy off of... he's the short guy off of...
Game of Thrones.
He's played so many villains.
Like who? I don't know. I don't have any of that come to mind.
Just numerous movies. I don't know. We were talking about it the other day. He's just a perfect bad guy. He just plays the role very well. It's just one off the beaten path you wouldn't think about.
Well, Kevin's answer is boring. What was your answer?
Honestly, I'm not the best whenever I'm not that hip when it comes to people's names, like actors and actresses' names.
You don't have to say actors. You just say the villain character.
The best villain character? Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's still really hard. I don't know. I love Thanos, but I hate Thanos. Actually, my most hated villain out of any series is Fenrir Greyback from Harry Potter. I hate that guy.
Interesting.
Hate him.
That one went over my head because I
you can't read?
No, because I haven't seen enough Harry Potter to even know who that is. So.
Well, you wouldn't really know much about him if you just watched Harry Potter. You'd have to read about it, because that's where you really get introduced to the character. But it's cool. I won't go there. It's fine. No big deal.
Last question, and give me a good answer. What's one embarrassing memory you have?
Why are all these about embarrassing things?
Yeah. You trying to have this or something?
Yeah.
I went to a website and I said, wow, these are good questions. I'm going to ask these questions.
One embarrassing memory I have, the most recent embarrassing memory I have is Sunday while I was at a side job. This just happened. I was moving this big old, like, you know, landscaping boulder. I was just kind of rolling it out of the way because I had to dig underneath it. And as I was pulling the rock back, I ripped my work pants in half. Like, the butt just blew out.
That's hilarious.
I was like, oh, man.
But that at the same time, I'm not... trying to tip your hat too much, but that's, I feel like that's, you know, you're like, oh, well, I do like this. So that makes sense.
Yeah, I got a little bit of a donk.
We obviously know that wouldn't happen to Kevin, so.
No.
Oh.
Well, so, Kevin, what about you?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
Well, here, while you're stewing on it, I'll give you mine.
Yes.
It takes place back in first grade.
How do you remember this shit?
This is so long ago.
Well,
do you not get embarrassed anymore or something?
Is this why you don't know any carpentry skills? Because you know so much random embarrassing things that have happened to you?
Well, here, you'll understand after I tell the story. So, it was, I believe it was, we were getting punished for, and we weren't getting recess, right? So, basically, we were all on timeout, had to have our heads down. Did you guys ever have to do that when you got in trouble in school?
Yeah,
you had to have your head down, lights out. And I had like a really bad cold, a stuffy nose that day. And we weren't allowed to get up though. But I was trying to, you know, kind of suck it up into my nose. But
it sounded disgusting.
It ended up coming out the other way. And dude, there was like a pound of snot that on my desk.
Pound of snot?
I'm not kidding you. Reed Rounder was actually right beside me, and I think that may, to this day, be the hardest he still has ever laughed.
I wonder if he even remembers that story.
And I know at least half the class saw it. I had to go through a whole box of Kleenexes just to clean it up.
Well, I can't think of the most embarrassing moment, but one that just I look like a total ass. It's happened to everyone, I'm sure. Austin's going to be like, that's never happened to me. So I was at the gym one time. This is back when I was just starting lifting. I got a little big-headed, and I thought, oh, I could throw this weight on. I didn't have a spotter. I was bench pressing. And then I took the weight off, came down, couldn't come back up. And I knew what I was going to do. Like, I knew how to, like, properly, like, roll the weight off.
Well, good thing you didn't put clips on them.
Exactly. Thank you. So, I rolled half the weight off, and then I turned it and was getting the other half off. And then this guy came running over. Like, that doesn't even work. There was just some random dude lifting. And he was like, here, let me help you, man. And then he was like, yeah, next time you need to put the clips on. And I'm like, no. Because that wasn't the problem.
He said you had to put the clips on?
Yeah, he was like, next time, man, you should probably put the clips on. I'm like, okay, thanks for the info, even though I already had half the weight off.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, were you able to, like...
Yeah, I mean, fairly easily, too. Like, I knew, I was like, okay, well, like, I can't get up, so I'm going to lean to one side, let the weight fall, and make sure the damn thing doesn't shoot up, so I'm just going to control it, and then slide the other weight off and take the bar.
So, since you did briefly mention it was around the time you first started working out, can you recall how much the weight was?
Yeah, it was about 200 pounds.
Oh, bull crap. If it was like when you were first starting out.
Yeah.
On a flat bench.
Uh-huh.
I call a fib.
That's happened to me before.
Because I think realistically I was doing like 185, and I think I like got it, and I was like, oh, I could probably, you know, like, let me add 210s on there or whatever it was, and I tried it and failed.
Mm. Yeah. Zach, have a little more faith in old Kevy here.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that segment of Pointless Questions.
What was he about to say?
And by the way, I have gotten stuck under the weight before and have had people help me.
Oh, I've definitely... No, I've had that happen to me, too.
It was probably 315.
You know, it was actually under 135 because I worked out my chest. I was done with my chest day, and I was trying to do 100 reps. And
one of them days.
I mean, not in a row. Not like that. I ain't crazy like that. But I was, you know, a couple sets, however long it took me to get up to 100 reps. And I was on like,
God, that's a killer.
I was on like my seventh or eighth set, and dude, I just got stuck. I was like, oh my gosh. But that one, I just rolled off of me. I've gotten stuck under dumbbells before, but that's not really being stuck. That's just like, you can't get it up. And I've had someone come up behind me and like spot me for that before. That was kind of odd, but I appreciated it.
Does it restore your faith in humanity when that happens?
I actually really like the gym crowd. The people there are...
Yeah, it's.
I mean, we're all a little.
You could walk right in there and point at anybody, and you'd say, "You know what? You lift weights. I do too. Let's get a beer."
Right. Not even that, but like most of the people there seem to be pretty nice and genuine people. A lot of us are all airheaded in our own ways, but
we're all on common ground.
Yeah, everybody. We have a lot of common ground with everybody there. So. But anyways, yeah. Well, thanks for listening to us tonight, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it. If you made it all the way to episode 7, you can't even imagine how grateful we are.
You deserve a prize.
Well, but anyway, guys, this is it for us. Catch us next week. Kevin, as always, plug those socials.
Just be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Really moving things on the Instagram, putting a little bit more content out there. So follow us there, Nonsenseology Podcast. Make sure to subscribe to us on Spotify and or Apple Podcasts, wherever you guys listen to this. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. New episodes dropping every Monday, so be sure to be the first ones to listen on that and share it with your friends if you like it. Leave us a review as well. We always greatly appreciate it.
All right. As always, catch you later. How about that?